Every one of us has a list of fears that could potentially keep us up at night, or worse, if we're confronted with them. Some, like fear of death, are pretty common and understandable. I'm afraid of clowns. I'm not sure why, and maybe it's because so many of them are able to fit into that tiny car or something. But for the past 3 years, Associate Professor Ed Day of Chapman University has run the survey of American fears. The most recent results show that people who live in the U.S. are most afraid of corrupt government officials, terrorist attacks, and not having enough money for the future. And Ed Day is with me to talk about the survey. Ed, how many of the fears near the top of the list are related to how we currently perceive the world at large?
The things that people fear the most are those things which they're really dependent on and those things which they don't actually control. And that gets affected by what's in the news. 2 years ago, we had your data being tracked by both the government or by corporations, both made our list of top 10 fears. And that was in 2015. There were big news stories about data breaches at large corporations and, of course, the NSC leaks that talked about they were tracking our phone calls. Those things did not show up in our 2016 fear survey because they were no longer news.
We had the entire election season, which in and of itself scares people generally, regardless of what's being talked about. Were you finding things that came out that were more political campaign related, whether from the right or left?
Well, I think the fear of corrupt government officials reflects that, because really, by, you know, the 2015 survey, we had the primary election starting. And people on both sides of the aisle who were hoping to lead this country were trying to get there by saying that our government's a mess and our government is corrupt. And when you have all the leaders telling people, hey, your government's corrupt, people start believing it.
Are there any fears that are indicative of different age groups, different parts of the country?
Specifically, if we're talking about fear of Muslims and fear of terrorism, you do find it's probably not a surprise, but whites are more likely to be afraid of Muslims than non-whites. Rural people are more likely to be afraid of Muslims than urban people. Young people are less likely to be afraid of Muslims than older people.
How honest would people be about their fears? Are people seemingly more willing to admit their fear of something?
I'm not sure why. There's a good chance that any of these fears could be understated if people are afraid of actually answering on a survey what their fears are. But then again, this survey is completely anonymous. And you know, in my past research, I've done a lot of research with, say, self-reporting of criminal behavior. I'm always surprised that people would tell us that too. But when we do reliability checks back to have they in fact been arrested, we find out they're telling us the truth. So I think as long as the data are anonymous, that we are getting good responses.
How often do our fears affect our behavior?
Our fears are sort of curvilinear. There is a point where a little bit of fear is a good thing because it can be a motivating factor. And we also have fun being afraid. That's why we have horror movies. But to a certain extent, we do see it start to affect social behavior. Not directly germane to what we're talking about, but we've dug down some into the data to look at, say, the fear of crime. And we see that at a certain point, when people are a little bit afraid of crime in their neighborhood, they take proactive steps. They start to form community block watch groups. You know, they'll get involved in the community. When fear hits a certain level, it goes the other way, and people withdraw back into themselves, and they start to stay away from the public places, which then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. If the good people aren't in the park, the bad people will be. So you want to try to manage the fear to a point where it can be perhaps maybe a motivating factor, but doesn't freeze someone out.
Ed Day is an associate professor at Chapman University. He runs the annual Survey of American Fears. How our minds deal with fear and how we allow it to affect us can be more difficult to characterize. Jeff Greenberg is a psychology professor at the U of A. He specializes in the Finding Meaning in Life component of the university's Healthy Lives Lab. Professor, how much has to do with fear of the unknown?
It's not so much the unknown, I think, as the uncontrollable, what's perceived to be sort of uncontrollable, and at the same time, it's also kind of vivid and gets a lot of play in the media. So obvious example is people tend to be more afraid of plane trips than driving in their car.
Driving to the airport as opposed to once you get on the plane. Yeah.
Right, exactly. But when there is a plane crash, it's very dramatic. It's vivid. A lot of people die in one fell swoop. So it's much more vivid and salient to people. And so that's part of what determines what people fear, is how salient, how kind of extreme and vivid something seems.
Are there sensible ways to to deal with our fears? Of course, the old saw is, you know, face your fears and whatnot. But based on your experience and the work that you do, are there ways of dealing with it and to look at fears more realistically?
To some extent, education can help. The more people understand statistics and statistical likelihoods, sometimes that can kind of, like, cognitively, they can kind of overcome. You know, fear comes from from the limbic system, you know. It comes from parts of the brain that are not tied up with logic and rationality so much. But they can be sort of calmed down and tamed with reasoning and with logical reasoning and with statistical evidence. But unless people are really kind of steeped in that, it tends not to affect them much, and they're more likely to just go with their gut sort of. And the gut kind of tells you what's vivid and extreme and seems uncontrollable is what's going to scare us the most.
So if somehow science and technology helps us to learn as much as a human could possibly learn, how much of it does come down to just the more we know, the less we can fear? Are those things that can take away fears at some point, or will just new fears pop up?
Well, I think it's more likely new fears are going to pop up in the sense that, you know, there are real dangers, right? So there's plenty of people who are worried about global warming and climate change, and science has given us that to fear. So new knowledge doesn't necessarily make us feel safer, because sometimes it brings up additional threats that are actually real and a concern.
Jeff Greenberg is a psychology professor at the University of Arizona.